880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Got another great edition of Freed on Business today. We've got a terrific show. We're going to talk about the international real estate market, as well as the Miami Beach Convention Center redevelopment proposal with Ambrish Biswala. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Portman Holdings. Then our second half hour, we're going to have our UHealth guest. It's going to be Dr. George Attia. He is going to talk to us about the UHealth Reproductive and Fertility Center. Late in the show, I'm going to talk about the kinds of things that I've been working on in the commercial real estate market this week. Urban and suburban apartment development, retail development, private equity investing, social media as always, and philanthropy. Now, on the economic and business news front, pending home sales are up at their highest levels in recent years as interest rates continue to increase, pushing people off the sidelines. However, today there was a downtick in the U.S. Treasuries, and don't forget, we may still have some downward pressure on rates if the economy slows down and starts to stall this summer. The Senate has just passed broad immigration law revisions, but the Congress, Congressman Boehner says that he's going to set his own path on immigration. Why can't these guys just get along? Gold has fallen below $1,200 to a 34-month low on all of this good economic news. Stick with us. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about international real estate overviews. We're going to talk about the Miami Beach Convention Center redevelopment. And then in the second half hour, fertility in the modern couple and a straight shot of Jim. We'll be back after this. Stevie, take it away.
Everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Discover UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, in this week's Miami Herald. As part of UHealth's Discovery Series, you'll learn about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right in your own backyard at the only university-based hospital in South Florida. Top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Look for UHealth's Discovery Series in this week's Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald, or visit UHealthSystem.com to learn more.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a smoking hot half hour coming up for you real estate fans and local watchers of what's going on here locally. We've got Ambrish Biswala. He's the chief executive officer of Portman Holdings. Ambrish brings over 18 years of global real estate experience to his role at Portman Holdings, as well as a strong corporate strategy and property development skill set from his broad geographic and work exposure. Prior to joining Portman, he was the development director of ALDAR Properties, PJSC in Abu Dhabi, UAE, where he was responsible for a development portfolio in excess of $30 billion. Earlier in his career, he was a development manager for the Greater Union Organization for the Middle East and India. Prior to that, Ambrish held various senior positions with Coopers & Lybrand Consulting and the Tata Group. He has worked with the USA, India, and Middle East, South Asia, and Australia across a broad spectrum of property types and responsibilities. Ambrish has a Bachelor of Commerce with Honors degree from the University of Rajasthan, India, and an MBA from the Melbourne Business School in Australia. He's a member of the Urban Land Institute, the Atlanta CEO Council, and a charter member of TIE. We're going to discuss global real estate trends and his firm's bid to redevelop the Miami Beach Convention Center. Welcome.
Hello, Jim. Well, I should say good morning from Shanghai.
Oh, my gosh, Ambrish. Thanks for calling in from Shanghai. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you calling in.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure. Oh, and I have to tell you, you handled my family name very well. You know, even I struggle with it, but it's all I have.
Oh, high five to you. Well, I got some practice, I think. I work on this, and I butchered everybody's name. I tried for 10 minutes to make sure I got yours right. Now, we have some things in common that I want to lay out on the table so people can hear and they can listen in, and they're going to really appreciate this. First of all, I worked in the Public Assembly Consulting Department at Laventhal and Horwath when I graduated college. Some of our consulting assignments included the Knight Center, the Miami Beach Convention Center, the Tampa Bay Baseball Group, the Georgia Dome, Bud Selig, and the Milwaukee Brewers. We did the Moscone Center. We did Chicago, Orlando, the Orlando CVB. I personally did the feasibility study for Pleasure Island. In addition, one of our common threads is that I'm part of the ownership group of One Peachtree Center today, which your founder was the design guy for. I've done urban land brokerage all over South Florida for multifamily. Our firm sold some retail on Lincoln Road. Now everybody sit down and let's talk about two guys who know what's going on in this space. So why are you in Shanghai?
Well, we have an office in Shanghai, Jim. We've been in China since the early 80s, or I should say the late 70s. In fact, we were the second foreign company to come into China.
Wow, that's great. And then you're also in Atlanta and you're also in Mumbai, right?
Yes. So basically our current footprint, other than the U.S., is India and China and South Korea and Hong Kong.
Wow. So you've got a real good global perspective. You know, some of the signs point to some slowdowns across the world, maybe in Asia, maybe in Europe. What are you guys seeing?
Well, it's very interesting, Jim, and you know how real estate goes. It's always in cycles, and it's really kind of driven by where the capital wants to go and how capital perceives risk. So clearly right now, in a global way, the U.S. Is a very, very strong destination. A lot of capital wants to be in the U.S. in the real estate business. In China and India, we see a very interesting phenomena. There's a lot of talk in the media really about a slowdown at a certain level. But at the ground, in the larger cities, we see very strong ongoing demand for real estate. And really what it's driven by is that there is a population, there is growing affluence, and people want a place to live in. And they need somewhere to shop and somewhere to go and have fun. And that continues to drive these markets.
You know, we see all of these cities that are being built in China as they reposition their rural communities into the urban centers. I got to believe that each one of these new cities provides an opportunity for you and your organization to provide mixed-use projects, hospitality, office, residential, and I got to believe you're doing some trademarks out there, too.
Yes and no, Jim. You know, we like large sort of urban settings, mm-hmm. and so our focus in China really is Shanghai and Beijing, and then Shenzhen and Guangdong.
Okay.
And so we haven't really ventured out beyond those markets, and there's enough happening in those four cities to keep us busy for a period of time.
Oh, that's great. Now, we've talked a little bit about things that are going on around the world, and you mentioned how the international investor in real estate is still focusing on, I guess, the stability in the United States, among other things. And I guess that drives you to some of the projects that you have going on in the United States. We know that you guys have been one of the finalists and one of the recommended winners for the design competition here on Miami Beach. Are you doing any other projects in the United States right now?
We are, Jim. So we have a number of deals happening in San Diego and in Charlotte. And then there's other markets that we're looking at. It's a very good time to be in the U.S.
Well, now you're doing, and those markets too as well, mixed-use projects or just simply single-use?
No, they are mixed-use. So, you know, Portman's philosophy and John Portman, when he founded the company, really put this in place is we like interesting markets where capital wants to go. And we like mixed-use, large, complex mixed-use developments. And one of the things about our company is, you know, we're not a volume developer. So we really select the few developments that we go after. The developments we tend to get involved in generally are longer term, as opposed to, you know, a 2 or 3 year project. They tend to be 5 to 7 year deals. And that's what we like. That's what we like to do.
It seems as though your projects typically put a stamp on whatever environment that you're in. And I'll just go back to the first one that I ever knew about, which is One Peachtree Center, which to me was always a beautiful feature in the skyline of Atlanta.
Yes, thank you. And, you know, John Portman, downtown Atlanta, as it stands today, the firm has done in excess of 19 million square feet. Mm. And to put that in context, you know, the Miami Beach project, which is a very significant, very exciting project, all of it put together is just about 2 million square feet.
Wow.
And so he's really, in a way, defined downtown Atlanta. And he has a very interesting view about this. You know, he's an architect developer, and he was very heavily criticized for that in the early 1950s, but now he's lauded for that. And Harvard University recently endowed a chair in his name as architect developer.
Wow.
And what he likes to do, you know, he's very much about placemaking. And the Portman legacy, both John Portman and Jack, who's his son,
mm-hmm.
Really believe about creating something which is which can be enjoyed by people who use it, who live in it, who work in it, who visit it. And it provides a very strong financial return for people who invest in it.
Well,
and that's always been a guiding philosophy for us.
It sounds like you're all about creating a place and a place that's enjoyable and functional.
Absolutely. You know, real estate is a human phenomena. You know, people react to a place. So if they see a garden, they react in a certain way. If they see a beach, they react in a certain way. You know, Lincoln Road draws a certain kind of reaction. And so it's not something we do in a sort of dark basement somewhere. It's out there. And we are really very much about people and about creating an experience.
Well, I want you to hold that thought, Ambrish, because we're going to break early because I want to spend a longer segment talking about your thoughts and visions on Miami Beach. You've laid out some of your corporate philosophies, and in reviewing your designs, it's obvious that they're in play in Miami Beach. So if you can stick right with us, we'll
Absolutely.
Be right back after this short break with more about Portman's vision for Miami Beach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's Saturday Spectacular at Marlins Park. Enjoy all-you-can-eat seats starting at just $27 for unlimited KM Franks, peanuts, popcorn, nachos, Pepsi, and Aquafina water every Saturday home game. Celebrate Venezuelan Heritage Night on Saturday, June 29th, and see your Marlins battle the Padres at 7:10. Then head to the West Plaza for a post-game concert featuring Oscar De Leon live. Presented by Heineken Light. Drink responsibly. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back and we're on with Ambrish Biswala. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Portman Holdings, or the international development and exhibition developing firm from Atlanta and Mumbai. And he's calling in from Shanghai. And we're talking about the Miami Beach modernization and expansion plans. Welcome back. Now, Ambrish, we were talking about your vision, Portman's vision, the way that they create public spaces to be enjoyed and to be effective. And in looking over your proposal, we're talking about modernizing, expanding the convention center, adding an 800-room convention center, a hotel, thank God, and finally, a ground floor ballroom, refurbishing the Jackie Gleason Theater, adding the Latin American Cultural Museum in a new building, and 125,000 square feet of retail and restaurants, 300 apartments, and adding significant parking. Now, tell us a little bit about your overall vision, Ambrish, and where you want to take it.
Absolutely. You know, we tend to take a very holistic view of projects that we get involved in, and we know that this one is a very important project for the folks who live in Miami Beach. So let's just start talking off about convention centers, right? So a lot of cities in the U.S. and in the world are trying to build convention centers, but not everyone will succeed. And there are certain things that convention attendees and meeting planners look for, basically things to do beyond attending a convention, that Miami Beach offers very, very well. So we believe, first and foremost, that this is a market where a convention center can be very successful. As we go beyond that and we look specifically at what we are dealing with over here, you know, Miami Beach is unique in what it represents really as a way of life and a statement. And it has a convention center which is in a very exciting location with its proximity to Lincoln Road and the beach and the residents. And so as we looked at it, we really wanted to focus on sort of, I guess, five key things.
Okay.
One is to balance the urban plan. And so right now, you know, when we came to the convention center, our impression initially was that when there's a convention or a meeting in town, it's a nuisance for people who live around there because there's all this truck movement and all this traffic and noise. And when there's nothing in town, you have the empty parking lots sitting out there, and there's this kind of hole in the middle of this urban grid.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we wanted to do first and foremost was to really create an urban plan that confines the convention center activity to the center of the site around Convention Center Drive and sort of restores Washington and Meridian back to a residential area by putting residential out there, creating green space and walkable spaces. So, you know, everyone likes the notion of green space and park spaces, but unless they are activated and unless they are planned in a way that they can be used in most weather conditions, they're really not used. So, you know, you have Collins Park, for example, which is a very nice space. It's very close to Miami, to the beach, but it's not very actively used.
Yeah, so I noticed in your plan that there's a good linkage between the different spaces. You give some coverage to activate the transportation on footpath between the Convention Center and Lincoln Road. Is this sort of what you're talking about?
Absolutely, Jim. So we spent a lot of time looking at how to create the green spaces and how to connect really all points around the Convention Center so it didn't sit like an isolated box. And then to create something that people wanted. And to do that, you know, in addition to our own team, we brought in West 8th, who did the well-regarded Soundscape Park. And we also brought in a company called Space Syntex, who did all the pedestrian movement planning for the London Olympics.
Wow.
And spent a lot of time making sure that we created something that would actually be used by people. So one is the urban plan. So it's about green spaces, connectivity, heights, and then the whole reason for this project is the convention center, right?
Yes.
So none of us want to land up 5 years from now in a situation where we've done all of this and the convention center still doesn't work.
No.
And we've had a lot of experience doing this. In fact, we own the America's Mart, which is the largest wholesale business trademark, including a convention meeting center in downtown Atlanta. It's about 7 million square feet.
I've been in there. Friends have space in there that they do business.
And then you know how it works.
Oh, yeah.
And so we spent a lot of time making sure that the convention center layout, the truck loading, access by people, all of it works very, very well. And I think we have a really good solution to the convention center. The next piece then is the financial plan. And, you know, there's a number of metrics on that, but I think the key metric from our perspective is that our plan costs less to build by about $75 million, which means that the city has the money available to do other projects that they may want to tackle. And we give the city more back in ground rent by a significant amount, all of which means that the city really has resources available to do other things. And then we have a very strong arts program. You know this, Jim. Miami Beach is really getting established as a significant arts destination.
Oh, yeah.
And the Art Basel show is a very significant show. And so one of the things we've proposed is a roof art program where we intend to work with the community and with Art Basel and invite a significant artist to do an installation on the roof that would perhaps be unveiled at the time of Art Basel, stay up for a year. And I think that's going to really reinforce Miami Beach as an art destination. And the proximity of this installation, the Gleason, the New World Symphony, and the Culture Center that we are planning, all of that reinforces a very strong urban arts destination. And then finally, we have the Delos concept, and we haven't really talked a lot about it, but, you know, there's a lot of focus now in the community on wellness and well-being, and that's basically what Delos is about. So it looks at things like quality of air inside buildings, quality of water, hygiene, walkability, food choices. And we are looking at, and we've basically partnered with Delos, and we're looking at branding this a Delos-certified convention center and hotel. And so for the kind of meeting groups that Miami Beach wants to go for, you know, the medical groups, the high-end convention attendee groups, they look for these sort of things.
Oh, yeah. I know in general real estate that the LEED certification type of thing with environmental stuff is really important. And, you know, maybe I'm an old man, but I remember when a guy got a Legionnaire's disease attending a convention in a hotel with poor circulation. And the number one problem for 30 plus years with that convention center is there is no connected hotel that's convention center quality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the key things we are addressing. So, In our plan, really, everything, all the elements within the site are well integrated. And then the site itself is very, very well connected to Lincoln Road, because that's where people will want to go, and to the beach, and to the beach hotels, and to the community. And so now with this plan, when there's a convention or a meeting in town, the residents don't really know. It's not a nuisance because the trucks are all hidden away. The traffic is in the middle of the site, and life carries on. And when there's no event in town, there's this wonderful green space with all the activity around it. That's an amenity, and it adds to the amenity in Miami Beach.
Now, I wanted to ask you a question because you talked about the connectivity and the interface and the blending into the neighborhood. And I know that there's a couple of very important things on that property or by that property to our community. There's the garden, and then there's the Holocaust Memorial. How are you integrating those locally focused things into your plan?
Well, we think those are very significant and very important elements. And so really what we have done, if you look at our master plan, is there's almost a direct line of sight and a pedestrian connectivity which runs from the Holocaust Memorial and the Botanical Garden all the way to the Soundscape Park. And therefore, it really ends up connecting the north end of the site to the south end in a very visible, very easy way.
Well, that's great because those are two very powerful things in our community. I have a very strong history with both different facilities, and I do think that keeping the natural part of our community together is important. What is the process that you expect going forward, Ambrish?
Well, you know, this is a complex project. And I think the city manager and his team have really been working very diligently to make this come about. So where we are right now, the city team is undertaking a number of background checks just on constructability issues, the financial plan proposed by the teams, the convention center layout. And we expect that this will lead to some sort of a recommendation from the city team in early July, around July 10th or 12th, and that leads then to a decision by the mayor and the commissioners on the on the 17th of July, and then we go into a public referendum, which will be sometime in November.
Well, Ambrish, I look forward to meeting you and the rest of your team when you come down for the final presentations. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I've reviewed your plan. I've enjoyed our talk here. It's obvious that you've given some great thought to it. It does provide some excellent integration and connectivity. It's a fabulous structure. We didn't even get a chance to talk about all the retail that you're going to bring over to Lincoln Road. So maybe we're going to have a follow-up after they select you to recommend you right before the election.
Absolutely. Happy to do that, Jim, and thank you.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to be right back with our UHealth Health and Wellness segment. We want to thank Ambrish Biswala, the Chief Executive Officer of Portman Holdings, for calling in all the way from China to give us his input on what's going on Miami Beach. Ambrish, thank you so much for participating in our show today.
Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. Stevie, you ready to take us out? We'll be right back with some good health and wellness. We're going to talk about fertility in the modern couple right after this short break. Johnny's fingers are flying. Stevie's poised. And I'm rocking. Let's go. Steve, come on. Steve, you got a cue in there. You push a button, it makes some noise. We just had a great interview, and now you're making me look cheesy.
Time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. This week, I'm going to be test driving the new Jaguar F-Type with the guys at Warren Henry. I can't wait. So what that means is if I buy that car, I get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that I can call anytime for anything, just like you would. It lasts for an entire year. They always have the best price. They always have the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
George Adia, MD, has helped hundreds of couples living here in South Florida start and grow their families through in vitro fertilization and other methods. Dr. Adia leads the UHealth Reproductive and Fertility Center, which boasts one of the highest success rates of any fertility program in South Florida. Dr. Adia will tell us about some of the many people he's helped and recent developments in the field of fertility care. So tune in today. UHealth Reproductive and Fertility Center has two locations in Miami and Plantation. To make an appointment, call 305-243-8642 or visit uhealthfertility.com.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. I guess that's where the fertility clinic is. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have seen several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your systems and the medications to make sure that your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. Hey, seriously, some of the best rated hospitals in the country are at UHealth. That includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report 9 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. For the next few weeks, you can learn more about UHealth when you pick up the Miami Herald. The UHealth Discovery Series focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great. The breakthrough discoveries that are coming, that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing something really innovative, interesting things, and even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. Every week, there's something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, I'm going to do the name check again. Dr. George Adia, I hope I got that right. I got Ambrish Biswala good before. Dr. Adia is the Associate Professor of Clinical Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. I wonder why I flubbed up on that one, Stevie. And Director of the UHealth Reproductive and Fertility Center, Dr. Adia, is going to discuss fertility issues faced by many women, and I got to believe some men, too. He will be featured in an article on fertility in the upcoming Miami Herald special section on women's health scheduled for Sunday, June 30th. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Very nice talking with you.
Oh, look, I'm looking forward to talk to you, too, because I know lots of friends that have had lots of trouble, and lots of other people are thinking about getting some help. And the fact that you guys are here in town and now up in Plantation, that brings it right to their front door. What's some new things going on in the reproductive world out there?
Well, there's a lot of things going on, Jim. We have our office or clinic up in down in Miami and out in Plantation. And as you said in your opening, we try to offer a comprehensive treatment. So, as again you said, the infertility could be for man issue or female issue, and we have a specialist for both of them in the same place, in the same office. So we coordinate the treatment, we coordinate the care, and we provide like cutting-edge technology treatment for all the patients that would come to see us.
You know, it seems to me that it's only logical that you'd have somebody for men and somebody for women in the same office, but I guess that's not the way it happens all the time.
No. I mean, usually, like, you go and then your husband or your partner has an issue, and then you have to go and see another doctor in another office or another clinic, or you need to adjust your thyroid hormone or other medical problems, so you have to go another office, another place, or you have something called polycystic ovarian syndrome, and then you have to go another doctor. But here we all like at the same place, like you come see the physicians, specialized on all aspects. So you really, you don't have to like run around from office to office, and that's what we try to do for our patient, that to have all the services in one place. So more convenient and faster way to get to where they want to be.
Now, doctor, we know that UHealth is a center for international medical professionals, and you're one of our international doctors. I'm really thrilled that you came down here. So you've been at UHealth, you've been from Texas, and you also have experience in the Middle East. And so you bring all of the technologies from across the world to bear, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, Jim. It has been a great journey up to get till I came down to Florida here. And, you know, the technology and the cutting-edge treatment that we offer to our patient here, there is nothing really in the world will compare to this. I mean, we are a research center, so all our treatment are up, you know, cutting-edge, up-to-date, and we individualize the treatment to our patients. So not all the patients will have the same condition, the same medical problem. So we're trying to figure a treatment that will suit every patient, try to tailor a treatment plan for every one of our patients. And that's what happened when you, like, you know, been in different places and different parts of the country and the world. You see different treatment, you see different way of managing patients, and you bring all this here in one center as UHealth Fertility Center.
Now, one of the things that really impressed me when I was going through your website and talking to some of the people at UHealth, which they always give me a prep thing so that I can sound intelligent when I talk to you smart guys.
You sound great.
I couldn't believe this. Acupuncture. How does that assist somebody to get pregnant?
Well, you know, acupuncture actually one of the traditional way of treatment. It has been used for thousands and thousands of years. Chinese medicine, even Egyptian old medicine, all of those have been used some sort of traditional medicine that actually as a supplement to the Western medicine.
Yeah, but you're a hospital, so I didn't know that you did this alternative stuff too.
We do. Because
awesome.
Again, I mean, this started, again, thousand years of experience in that field. I mean, before our medication injection, patient would try to use a natural way of achieving pregnancy. Now, sometimes it helps, and sometimes it actually acts as supportive to the other way of treatment we have. You know, as you might know, that acupuncture reduces the level of stress, can improve a lot of function of reproductive tract that in a way can help our patient achieve pregnancy.
Now, what's the most common problem that can easily be rectified if somebody just goes and gets checked out?
I think one of the easiest problems is the problem is patient do not produce egg on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Younger patient who do not produce eggs on a monthly basis might be the easiest way to manage.
Is that a shot?
I'm sorry?
Is that just a shot?
No, it's actually, it can be a pill. I mean, it can be as simple as a pill, right? So when you come to our center, we check you, check your partner, check different aspects of why you're not getting pregnant. And again, the treatment just timing when you have a sexual relationship just to achieve your pregnancy. It doesn't have always to be a complex and complicated treatment. So we, again, we check the patient, we figure out where might be the problem, help them along the way. And again, we offer all the services, maybe just timing, or you need artificial inseminations, or you need in vitro, or you need acupuncture, you need just a pill just to treat you. So every patient would come in, would have a tailored treatment for their need.
Now, let's face it, the bottom line here is to have help somebody have a beautiful baby and to have a new universe brought on to our planet. And a lot of people are concerned because they think this might be out of reach, or this might be something that they can't afford. But I know that one of the things about U Health is making sure that their cutting-edge technologies are accessible to everybody.
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely. That's what something we strive for. I mean, we are in this business as academic center, try to help our patient to achieve what they're looking for. So all the treatment options we have are very affordable. There's a different way we can help them. There's a different way to assess if, for whatever reason, is behind the reach. So we always, always, always try to help our patient in whatever way we can. And again, it's a myth that all the treatments in fertility will be inexpensive out of the reach. Because again, some of them are just as simple as just when you have a relationship. Just timing it could be as simple as. It could be as simple as just having a pill for 4 or 5 days to help you. Well, definitely there are more complicated and complex conditions, right? But I think if you're having a problem or you think that you have a problem, it's not a bad idea to check with a specialist, figure out where might be the problem and if there's need, if there's a help available for you.
Now, doctor, we only have a couple of minutes left, and I know they can contact you at 305-243-8642, or they can get an appointment, and I'll go slow for the Jets fans, at 305-243-4000. Now, doctor, what is one of your new cutting-edge technologies? We've only got about a minute, and I know you guys get all scientific on me, but help me out. And if I got to run long, Stevie, I'm going to run long, okay?
Okay, so one of the cutting-edge new technology, if the couple have a medical conditions, we can now to go and test the embryo to rule out the disease from that embryo before we transfer inside the mother. So we try to get rid of a chronic of the medical condition that we know that we can transmit, like cystic fibrosis, for example, or thalassemia, or there's a lot of host of disease that when we form an embryo, we can test those embryo to be sure that they have don't have the disease, or the embryo itself has the right number of chromosome, or they have right number of genetics material on them that would allow them or help them to improve the pregnancy rate.
Now, Dr. Attia, this is good stuff, and I don't want to make it like you're getting too scientific. Can you hold on the line with me for just a second until we go for a break, and then we'll come back, because there's a couple other things I want to ask.
Please do.
All right, Stevie, take us out. Doctor, stick with us. Don't go away because Stevie doesn't know your number. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have some really good stuff. I've got to ask some pointed questions about fertility and infertility. Stick with us.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise. I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a professional assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Man, their commercials just get me so fired up for football season. I want to just go out and hit somebody, so stay away from me, Johnny. I might just hit you. And I want to remind everybody that the NFL Alumni Caring for Kids group is going to be having their the Legends of the NFL bowling tournament. It's going to be an afternoon of food, fun, and bowling, and space is limited. It's going to be August 11th. Registration deadline's July 31st, so you got a little time. The event's going to be at the Sawgrass Lanes at 8501 Northwest University Drive in Tamarack, Florida. I got to believe that Louie's going to be there if it's in Tamarack. Join the Broward Children's Center, Jim Jensen, the NFL South Florida Alumni Chapter, the Lomo Camp for a Cure, the Exchange Club of Pompano Beach. It's their sixth annual bowling tournament. For more information, call Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041. Again, for the Jets fans, it's Howard Fabian, 305-987-6041. They got a perfect game sponsorship available, a strike sponsorship available, a spare all kinds of sponsorships available. So give Howard a call at 305-987-6041. And that's also stated that way for the Patriots fans as well. And make sure you turn out on August 11th, 2013.
It's Marlins Family Sunday. Pick up a Pepsi 4 for 54 pack and dive in on June 30th to see the Marlins against the Padres at 110. Bring your dogs out to the game for Bark at the Park, benefiting the Humane Society of Broward County. Fans get a 1-PR bobblehead, courtesy of Pepsi. Plus, arrive early to see former players and coaches as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of Marlins baseball. After the game, all kids can run the bases in the Diamond Dash. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins baseball, dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, then we are back with Dr. George Attia. He is in charge of the U Health Reproductive and Fertility Center. He's the guy that gets you pregnant. Well, I guess you're not. I guess I misspoke a little, but that may happen occasionally, doesn't it, Doctor? Now we were talking about reviewing the eggs to see if they had the right DNA and stuff like that, and we started to get a little Orwellian there, Doc. And I wanted to kind of go back to that. We're not like selecting what somebody's going to look like yet, are we?
No, absolutely. That's a great point, Jim. It's a great point. No, we are not selecting for have a blue eyes or like a, you know, or a black hairs or something. No, we are selecting for a disease. Like, you know, so there are certain diseases that will be conducted or be carried from one generation to another, that we can now, through the technology we have, that we select the embryos that does not, or the future baby that does not carry the disease.
Now, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doc.
No, you're fine.
Okay. You got to come into the studio next time, Doc. We can have a good time. Here's where I wanted to go. You know, I have a lot of friends that are, let's call them in their 40s.
Sure.
They want to have a baby. They're worried that the baby is going to have a problem because they're older. Is that
sure.
really a concern that they should have?
It's a concern. I mean, as we get older, there's increased chance that the baby would have some sort of a problem. But now with the technology we have, we can test along the way to ensure from the beginning of formation of the embryo that embryo does not have genetic problems, for example, or the chromosome or the genetic material within the embryo is good. Now, as the embryo grow and is developed, there's a lot of tests, including a very high resolution ultrasound, blood test, that will also ensure or at least tell us if the baby has a problem or probable problem or so on and so forth. So there's a lot of technology, a lot of advancement that from the beginning, of even before the conception, before the pregnancy, that can we pick certain diseases as long and as well during the pregnancy as it develops.
Well, here's another question. We've had the guys on that are from the stem cell research, I call it cloning, department, and they're talking about in a couple of generations, we'll have a people living a long, long time, and that the kids today may live to be 100. My question to you is, that sure does set off the generational alarms, and are we going to be able to have kids in our 50s?
You know, and there is some work, but that's all research, and maybe it's not in my time, and I don't know in the future could be. But there's some work trying to prolong. One of the issue of fertility is, as especially on the female, on the woman's side, as women get older, the quality of the egg and the number of the egg start to decline, and subsequently pregnancy become more and more difficult. Now, there's a lot of work is done trying to make those eggs in a better shape, in a better quality, even an older age. But again, this is all like a bench research. This is a science research. It's not in a clinical practice yet. Would it be? Maybe at some point, but not right now. Right now, the best way to assure your fertility is once you're ready, you try and you go for it. Don't postpone it. Don't sit on it. And know there's a biological clock that's keep ticking on. So I think the best advice would be, rather than looking in the future when, like, you know, you're 50 or 60, might have a baby. It might happen. But at least for now, we know that it's more important to, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you want to have a family, if that's something important for you, you just do it at younger than rather than older age.
Dr. Attia, I want to thank you so much for coming and sticking with us for a little bit longer than you had planned. I hope that we didn't cost anybody their impregnation while you were with us on the phone. I know that that's a really important thing. I don't want to mess anybody's universe up there.
Thanks a lot, Jim. You're great. Thank you.
So are you, Doc. Thank you so much for making our place one of the more beautiful places here in South Florida, getting the people pregnant.
Take care, Jen.
All right, Dr. Attia. Now, we teased at the beginning of the show that I would talk a little bit about some of the real estate stuff. Stevie, what do I got left here? Oh, the whole show? Oh, well, I'm glad I got him off then. Oh, wait, I shouldn't have said that about the fertility doctor. Johnny didn't even pick that up. Okay. Well, I want to thank my good friend Reggie Garcia yesterday. Reggie got me into the Florida Association of Broadcasters to fulfill one of my bucket lists things. He got me to meet one of my longtime idols, Bob Graham. Senator Bob Graham, who while I was growing up here in the state of Florida, was the person that set the bar. Florida was the progressive state in the environment, in education, in quality of life. We led the nation. We were ahead of California. Bob Graham was one of the national and state treasures and a piece of Florida and American history, our last statesman, our last diplomat. He's totally focused today on helping citizens give something back. And I want to thank you again to Reggie Garcia for setting up that big time. High five to Reggie. I want to thank the Marlins for the suite that we had with Warren Henry this week. We had a great time. The Marlins won. Great times. You better go out there this week to celebrate the 20th anniversary. I know that I'm going to go back out there, too. I want to thank Robert Pitts for helping us rebuild our website. You can now access individual segments off our website. Should help us with SEO. Should help you access the topics you want if you weren't able to catch them. Things like how to get your kid in school for free on an athletic scholarship. Or Lolly Green's top 11 reasons to stay young and healthy at 75. Now, of course, I want to thank our lead sponsor, UHealth. You've seen now for the last few weeks how we're helping to move the needle here locally on health and wellness. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive. Watch my Twitter feed next week as I test drive the F-Type and my head snaps back and my hand hugs the throttle, and I don't want to talk about anything else. I just get over the top obscene about it. I want to thank the NFL alumni, the Caring for Kids, beautiful people. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins. I want to thank, of course, the Miami Marlins. I want to thank Lauren's Kids, and I'll tie that in with the NFL alumni. We're going to find a way for the NFL alumni to help Lauren's Kids. There we go. I put it all together. Social media 305, high five as always. Hashtag high five. All right, the Aztec Group for all the real estate stuff, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I already said you health. I'll say it again. But more importantly, thank you to our listeners. Make sure you go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Our website gets a bunch of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage soon, and it'll be rebroadcast on Monday. This is Jim Fried. For Fried on Business, look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday, the 4th of July. We're going to have the best of you health and the best of Fried on Business. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen!
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim.